Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Joshua and Maria Cribbs podcast. I am your host, Maria Cribbs, along with my husband, Joshua Cribbs. What's going on with you today, Josh?
Nothing. It's beautiful outside. I'm ready to get it in.
I know. I'm ready to get it in, but...
You know what type of get it in I'm talking about? Because if you're ready, we can shut this podcast down.
I'm ready to get this Zyrtec down my throat because I know my seasonal allergies are acting up. Do you have allergies? Like, have you been getting them worse and worse over the years?
Well... No, you've been coughing.
I just feel like ever since, like, I didn't even know I had allergies. I don't know, listeners, is anybody out there, do you deal with seasonal allergies? Because I feel like last year something kicked in my body to where pollen and everything just irritates me. So now I'm like on the Zyrtec, the Flonase, the Advil, cold and sinus, huh?
You don't know if you have allergies? You're an adult.
No, I never realized I had allergies till about last year.
Till your face get puffy like Will
no,
Smith
my
did
face didn't get puffy. It's just a lot movie of congestion. I feel like I'm not, my nasal passages are not open to like 100%. I'm not like 60% right now.
My nasal passages.
I know. Like, listeners, for real, if y'all have a remedy for allergies, because I'm
for
not
allergies,
used to this.
Zyrtec. Benadryl.
Well, I use Zyrtec, Benadryl. Zyrtec makes me sleepy. Zyrtec makes me sleepy. Benadryl makes me sleepy. Advil, cold and sinus makes my throat, my nose run, but it gets rid of my headache. And then the Flonase, I think it takes like 14 days for Flonase to even work. So
that's another podcast.
No, I'm just wondering, like, listeners, if you're out there, if you've been dealing with allergies, is it just me or have the pollen levels kicked up and like put our bodies into full defense mode? Because I am like struggling over here. And I feel like the listeners haven't really heard my real voice. Like, they've only heard congested Maria. I'm sorry. I sound like a man because these allergies are acting up, but maybe by like...
No, you still don't sound like a man.
You don't think so? Oh.
No. You just sound like a girl trying to act like a man.
No, I just... Okay, I feel congested. But listeners, if you have any remedies for allergies, hit me up on my Instagram or Facebook. I would love to know what you're taking so I can go get the drugs too.
Hey, they're going to hit you up like, yeah, you pee in your underwear and just put it over your nose and inhale everything.
Have a rat, you know, pee on some cotton and then put it under your pillow for 20 days and you'll feel better. Whatever, but what's going on? What's the topic today, Josh? I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. Are you sure you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Take it back.
I'm ready to go.
All right, so look, you know, I got this from a good friend of mine, Jason. Holler at your boy. Your top five characteristics, Jason, that you look for in a mate.
Jason from DC.
From DC.
Your childhood friend.
From DC.
Married to my girl, Mai, 1913. Maisha with the two kids.
Man, you put this business all out.
Yeah, Jason is always eating at them fine dining restaurants. Be posting those pictures on IG, making me all hungry. Hey, that Jason?
You putting this business out there, man. I hope you ain't got his social security card.
I know. Credit cards your name. My utility's going to be in your name. I know a lot about you, Jason.
All right, Flynn.
Okay, but what question does he have for us?
Hey, you sound like Trump administration just telling all the business.
Oh, okay, my bad. All right, go ahead.
Five characteristics that you look for in a mate. You know, you about to go on, you feeling a girl or a guy, five characteristics. I got five on it.
All right, well, it's going to be easy for me. And then we're going to have to wrap this up. Ready?
All right. Make it easy. Let's wrap it up.
Okay. Money, 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 and more money. Oh, goodbye.
Oh, my God. I was feeling these stab wounds. I felt the wounds.
That is all.
I felt like she's a gold digger.
Josh, did Jason have any more questions?
Hey, man, if this ain't a girl, I need me a real
okay
woman.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Hold on. Money, 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 and Jesus.
And Jesus?
And Jesus.
I need a woman that's going to cherish me and love me for who I am inside.
All right. No, okay, so go ahead. What are your five?
Hold on. Are you serious with that?
I'm done. I'm done. You know, when you reach a particular age in life... You
a
gotta
particular
just cut.
Age, okay, old is dirt.
You gotta just cut it. All right. I don't have time to play around. You need to cut it. Hey, that list was way too long. You need to cut it. Okay, no, I'm just playing, but
yeah, I know you playing.
No, I mean, you know, if you would have asked 20-year-old Maria, 19-year-old Maria.
Let me go first, because okay, I'm tired of the antics.
Because you seem like you already got your list together. You just hit me with this question.
I wrote it down right here. I'm tired of your antics.
I mean, Jason should have texted me and you the question so I wouldn't know. At least give me the heads up, because all I had was money. Hey, money. Okay, go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm hyper today.
The antics, because you know what? I feel some type of way that you can't even think of something, you know, on the top of your head. Like, what is characteristics? Just look at me.
I feel some type of way that you don't even appreciate my answer. You don't appreciate my honesty. I said money, and Jesus.
Okay, I'm gonna just take it as is.
You know what? You're offended. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not offended. Let me finish.
Let me put Jesus. I'm sorry.
Let me go then. Let me go.
Jesus, money, and money. How you doing? Go.
Let me finish. Okay. All right. I'm gonna start, and then you think while I go. Hopefully, you think of why you were attracted to me.
Please don't be disrespectful. I've already given you my answer, and I'm gonna stick with it, and that's it.
Okay.
I'll elaborate more.
No, we're gonna leave it at that.
When you're done, okay. I'll elaborate.
So first for me, my top five, and not in any order. First, they gotta be attractive. Now, if she ugly, I mean, I'm going to keep walking.
She can't look like Bigfoot.
Can't look like Bigfoot. Not at all.
What is he? What race is Bigfoot? Or what ethnicity is he? Or what?
A bear or something. No, I don't know. Mammal.
No.
Is Bigfoot a Neanderthal?
Yeah, a Neanderthal. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. I know you knew. You know guys always know random things.
All right, get out of here. So anyway, my top five. Attractive.
So she got to be fine. Point. She got to be sexy. How you
Let
doing?
Me just run through them. We can talk about each one of them. Okay. All right? So
you better describe me.
I'm gonna tell you what my five is.
Okay.
Before you add any more jokes,
you gonna do all five, and then you gonna elaborate, or you gonna elaborate one by one?
I'm gonna go all five.
Number one is sexy.
Okay. So no, that's not mine.
Oh. I thought you said sexy.
I said attractive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Attractive. There's many different versions of being attractive. You know what? I'm going to break down each one of them as I say. So, attractive can come. Maybe I should run through them because you feeling real energetic. I can't even get through number two.
I had my tea this morning.
So, attractive is number one.
Attractive.
Intellectual is number two.
Intellectual.
She got to be smart. She got to have a brain. She got to be able to talk to me.
Like book smarts? We got to converse. Smarts. You know, I got street smarts all day.
It got to be emotional intelligence. It got to be something in between the two, a book smart and street smarts.
Okay.
We got to be able to have a conversation, basically. One that's big on my list is probably two, or number one is actually morning breath.
What the?
I'm dead serious. I took you passed this test barely.
What?
When we first met, you know, and
morning breath.
There's been others. Like I checked to see during the morning, and
we didn't sleep together.
Nah, we ain't sleep together. It was early in the morning, or you know, we didn't sleep together, but we get up together. And if your breath stink, I can't deal.
That's something that one visit to the dentist can change. Or some Listerine.
Nope.
Some peroxide. Gargle with some peroxide. What?
No, because it's a habit. It's like either it's there with you, either it's important that I don't wake up to the funkiness, or it's not.
Breath. What about evening breath?
Hold on. Do you remember when we was in college?
Man, all I know is I can't believe it's your top five.
You don't remember I used to get up out the bed and brush my teeth and then get back in the bed?
I'm doing too much.
No, because I didn't want my breath to smell bad. I'm like, man, she going to smell all the good breath in the morning.
You can just
like,
go to sleep with an Altoid in your mouth and wake
definitely
up.
Definitely not. You still, your breath going to be smelling terrible with
that's
sugar.
Somebody that has halitosis and they need to be checked out.
I promise you. That morning breath, man, it ain't all. Even some people who brush their teeth, your breath still stinks sometimes. All right,
that's number three, Josh, because you tripping.
I'm for real.
Okay.
Hygiene. And this is not just your breath. You got to smell good. You got to smell like juices and berries mixed with that cologne that you got or that perfume. Can't be perfume and must. I got to smell a sweet heavenly scent when we first meet.
Okay.
And then my last is you got to be able to cook.
Got
to
be
now
able
I can
to
work.
Cook.
I can work with a couple few. It's some that's just.
Like throw down breakfast. Or can cook some hamburger helper. Like she gotta be able to throw down a Thanksgiving dinner, or
no? She gotta be able to cook enough to whereas I see enough potential that it's about to be banging when we together for 5 years, 2 to 5 years, or you know, so on and so forth.
I just feel like you're so surface right now. Like I can't even take it. Like the fact
I don't
that
think
that's
surface
said,
at all.
Morning breath, like
your breath
you know.
Can't stink in the morning. That's just a pet peeve. That's a pet peeve.
So as long as your breath doesn't stink in the morning, but if it stinks like after 6 p.m., you're still willing to give them a try. Like I'm just so over the way
your
that
breath
you just
usually stink in the morning, right? So if your breath stinking at 6, we ain't even gonna have a conversation.
I can't believe we didn't make it to the bed.
We didn't make it to night time. If your breath stinking at 6, like, we not gonna make it to the night time.
It's just night night. Right.
No
night night.
No night night. You go night night by yourself.
All right.
For real. So, well, attractive, intellectual, the morning breath, gotta be on point.
Mm-hmm.
Hygiene. Juices and berries.
What make you think you smell so good?
Look, juices.
You know, all men smell like balls, sweaty balls.
This man doesn't. I mean,
yes, you do.
After I work out or something.
Man, y'all wake up smelling like sweaty balls.
I don't, because you. Okay, let's just.
I know when I go to the gym. Oh, I'm sorry. All y'all men need to be. Have something, some baking soda down in your underoos.
Some vinegar.
Don't get me on my vinegar. That's another topic.
Well, all right. See, and this, what
was the
fifth
one? And the
that's
fifth
hygiene.
One was can throw down, can cook.
Can cook.
Okay.
That's my five. Attractive, intellectual, morning breath, hygiene. She got to be able to cook.
So nothing about faithful, loyal, church going, comes from a good family, has goals,
that's
driven,
more like,
ambitious.
Right. Right.
No? Or those characteristics?
That's just not my top five.
Oh, okay. Because
we can grow into some Jesus. I don't expect every girl to be out there and be saved.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I can usher her. If she love me enough,
mm-hmm.
or we grow into, you know, a good couple, I can usher her. She'll learn what's valued by me and accept it if she loves me.
If she's not attractive, intelligent.
This going to get you in the door.
Breath ain't stinking in the morning.
Right.
What else did you say?
Cook, intellectual. We gotta be able to talk about some deep stuff.
She ain't even gonna get past the front door.
Man, she ain't getting. Hey, no night time.
Okay.
Right. We gotta have a conversation. We gotta be able to talk. It can't be just Legos and surface stuff. We can't just be talking about TV.
Breath is real shows. Real surface.
No, that's not surface.
Yes, that is, because somebody can floss. You know, sometimes that plaque get in between your teeth and it be settling and it can make your whole mouth.
That means it's not
nasty.
Important to you to take care of your mouth.
I mean, some people don't know, Josh.
They don't know what? Did their breath start? Look, when I even think
my
breath
stink. People whose breath stink know their breath stink?
They should.
They don't.
Look, when I think my breath stinks, I put my hand in my front of my mouth when I talk. Or I kind of lean over.
Sometimes you can't smell yourself. Like, when I'm at the gym working out, and I'm by the men in the weight room that smell like sweaty balls, I'm like, they couldn't know they smell like this. Because they wouldn't even come in here and just stink up the place like this. Like, I don't think some people are aware that their breath stink or that they have body odor.
Your breath almost falls into the category of hygiene. But sometimes...
Okay. Yeah, you separated them, though.
I separate them because...
It's that important to you.
It's that important to me. Your breath cannot stink. I take must over breath. I'm like, man, well, she runs a lot and, you know, she ain't got the coins, can't afford the hygiene.
So do you have
products?
A problem with me saying money is like...
Explanatory for me. If that's your top five, then you know I know I married the wrong woman. You know, simple as that.
Oh, you got the right one, baby. What I'm just saying is 20-something year old Maria would have been like, oh, well, he has to come from a good family and he has to look nice and he has to respect me and have to love my mother. And if I have kids, he has to love my kids.
See, but that's like 7, 8, 9. I'm talking about top five. So when you name, you know, Jesus, your faith and all that and the other things, your family and
well, you would have to be good looking.
8, 9, 10.
I'm playing when I say money.
I don't think so.
I'm playing, but I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Like, you
I
know,
no money,
if anybody knows me from our podcast, they know that I'm silly. I'm funny. I sometimes say what I think other people are thinking. So that's what you're going to get when you talk to me or when you hear me on our podcast. But when I say money is a top priority, 20-year-old Maria would not have had that nowhere on her list. But now that I'm older and I understand that people can fall in and out of love every day, there's certain facets to love and relationships. Money is a big deal because men, y'all come with a big old headache. And I can take y'all's headache as long as I got some money to pass my time. So I know you going to be acting goofy and acting crazy. I'm
going to
go over here and go internet shopping and ignore you and all this goofiness you doing right now.
I'm going to just get the papers drawn up.
You got to do what you stuck gotta
do
now.
You got to do.
You stuck now.
Oh, Lord.
But no, 30-something-year-old Maria.
I highly disagree with you. I think that's no basis.
You have to be able to provide. You have to have your own coin.
Okay, so
Or trying to get your own coin. Something.
Provision.
You know, I mean, you want to be all specific about the word money. I said money. You got to have some money. If you want to be in my realm, because he's over here just worried about breath. If you want to be in my realm, You gonna have to have a couple coins.
Well, name some more. Like you saying money. He has money. To have
a good sense of humor. I would like someone who's funny because I'm funny. I don't want somebody with a stick up their butt.
So you gotta have two comedians.
You have to be able to make me laugh. Yes.
Are you gonna get a rich clown?
Attractive.
Right now you got a rich clown.
Okay, you have a stinking breath Neanderthal.
Why is it stinking if I said that's the one thing I need?
I don't know.
Right.
So, and I don't know. I just.
Okay, so you got a rich clown.
No, not a rich clown. He has to have money. Is okay, money is on. Important. Money is important.
All right. Money so or right love. Now you got money Jack Nicholson when he played in Batman as the Joker. You got a rich clown.
Sense of humor, attractive.
You just stealing mine now.
No.
Sense of humor, attractive.
I was dumb when I said money.
Money.
There's other
that's
things
three.
That can be figured out as long
that's
as you got
three.
Some money.
So you only
I
got
work
three.
With you as long as you got some money.
So you only got three? Is that what you're saying?
I said a lot, Josh.
You just said money. Gotta have money. Oh, they gotta have some money. Cause mm-hmm. I can deal with a lot. But if they got money, I'll just go shopping. Yeah, that's
no
all
kids.
You said.
Can't have any kids. Is that a characteristic? You can't
gotta
have no kids.
Barren. He gotta be barren.
You can't have no mother or father. You have to be adopted. Like
you can't.
I want you to not know your family.
You can't
all you need is me.
In other words, you can't have no past. You gotta be a clone. She'll only take you if you was a clone.
You,
got no memory
baby. Yes,
of
baby.
Nothing.
We ain't gotta argue over where we going to spend Thanksgiving or Christmas at because you ain't got no family.
Hey, you can't be for real to save
I'm
your
serious.
Life, man. Just be a clone. But I didn't have
nothing. Nobody want no broke man. I don't want no broke man. I don't want
but
no man
up.
Without
you
no job,
on,
no goals, no
money?
Aspirations. No.
You back on money. Oh, okay. So.
I'm back on money. I'm going to stay on money because money is the only thing you need on that list. Money. Women. Money. We can work with a bunch of other stuff.
So I'm going to need my women out there to chime in, comment, and say, I know you so wrong, girl. I know you playing, but you wrong. And kind of, you know, get that into a direction. But what I'm taking
be
from
married
it,
15 years and
what
get
I'm
above
taking,
a certain age. You're going to be like, oh, as long as he got some money, we can figure everything else out. When he get on my nerves,
I'm
booking
to,
a trip.
I'm about to mute her
when
mic.
His mama come in town, I'm booking a trip.
Look, I'm about to mute that mic. She could be talking by herself.
They might not understand now. They'll understand when they get older, when they done been in a couple relationships.
When they get older.
Like, you know what? He a knucklehead.
Like we talking to children.
All men are knuckleheads, but a knucklehead with some money, whoo.
You act like we out here talking to kids.
I mean, we not talking
like,
to kids.
When you get older.
It might be some kids listening. And
you know what?
And children, if you're listening, you better grab you a man or a woman with some money.
So wrong. I can't even remember the good stuff that you said that you look for in a relationship because you keep all
saying
money.
I think money should be
okay. This is what you said under the that BS that you was talking about. You said Jesus, then you said, you know, provision, you said goals and ambition. That's what you said. He gotta have goals, gotta have ambition,
right.
Gotta want something more for themselves. And I know that this is something you value. I don't even know if you know this. But anytime I'm not on it, anytime I'm not looking for my next move, you're agitated. Anytime I'm not grinding, anytime I get comfortable or relaxed, complacent, my wife gets agitated to the core. She can't stand a lazy man.
Mm-mm.
She can't stand an unambitious man, somebody that's not goal-oriented or trying to get more. Even if you have a billion, you got to get 2 billion.
Even with my friends.
Right.
I'm like, no, I can't have no
and
friends
I've noticed
stuck
that.
Around
and I've
me.
Noticed that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, look, I done pulled it out of you, even though that you ain't want to voluntarily
give me your top five.
You going to keep saying it, too, man. I'm telling you. So, listeners,
it's
you
a lot
have
that can
it.
Be done with some money, though. Tell you that
she
right
gonna
now.
Keep saying it, though. I got to get out
saying.
Of here, because you talking about
you know
money.
What? I think the
I'm
listeners.
I'm trying to give them something
I think
good.
All the ladies on the line. Man.
You keep
if,
saying
if,
it.
Hold on, man.
I'm
if y'all offended. If y'all offended, because y'all ain't got no money. Because y'all ain't got no money. Okay? But and let me tell you something.
I'm offended. Because I'm right here. You're married to me, and you're saying you're only with me because I got money.
No.
I got provision.
Well, I happened to meet you before I had that stance
that's why
in life.
I understand why you like Money. I'm like,
when you get to a particular age, I'm not saying it's all about money.
That's what you just said. You just said
that's
it's
high,
all
it
about
should be
money.
High on the list, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
and women, y'all agree. And if y'all don't agree, by the time y'all 60, y'all agree. Y'all be like, oh, you know what? I was listening to that podcast back in 2017 with that crazy girl, Maria. And she was right. These men are
crazy,
headaches.
But I'm glad you know you crazy.
I'm crazy, but it's fun crazy. It's like, it's like, oh, she's a crazy friend that I want to have because she's saying everything that I want to say, but I'm just afraid everybody going to look at me like I'm crazy if I say it. So I'm going to just sit back and wait for her to say it because I know she's going to say it. She going to say it. Maria going to say it in a minute. Maria going to say it. I'm thinking it, but she going to say it. That's me. And then when y'all hit it, if y'all not thinking it now, when y'all about 60, y'all going to be like, that girl Maria was right because he a knucklehead. But if he would have some money, I could deal with a lot more than what he put me through right now.
You keep saying money, man. I'm going to have to shut the whole computer down. I'm going to just say, all right.
All right, well, speaking of money, we hope you guys are either in your car, driving to work, or on the way to make some money so you can please these ladies out here. But we want to say thank you for listening.
What?
Thank you for joining our podcast today. If you want to get in touch with us, I'm Miss Maria Cribb 16 on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, or you can reach me at mariacribbs.com. We want to hear your feedback, so comment on my page. Or Josh, where can they meet you at?
Josh Cribbs 16 IG, Twitter. Holla at me.
We want to hear from you guys, so make sure you find us on social media, comment, subscribe on iTunes or Podomatic, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.